India's main festival and wedding season starts in less than 2 weeks. It is the time of the year when Abhinav Malhotra usually saw his big jewellery shop in South Delhi packed with customers. But this year, there is barely a trickle of buyers for the glittering gold bangles, necklaces and earrings on display. Malhotra says the number of customers is down by half compared to last year, as surging gold prices and the global economic recession scare away people.
It has impacted us big time. Because the gold price, they have coincided with the recession part also. In recession, when you expect things, the prices of other commodities to come down, like automobiles and electronics and many other things, gold is the only other commodity where prices are going up like anything.
As gold prices top $1,000 an ounce, the highest price for the metal in the last 18 months, traders say they expect demand to dip drastically this festival and wedding season. The World Gold Council says in the first half of the year, India's gold imports slumped by 26%, dropping to their lowest level in 6 years. India is the world's biggest buyer of the precious metal. The country's passion for gold is rooted in culture and custom. Gold ornaments are a traditional wedding present to brides, and a gift of the precious metal during Hindu religious festivals augurs good fortune. It is a traditional gift on other auspicious occasions, such as the birth of a child. But shop owners say now they only see essential customers, those who have to buy for the marriage of a son or a daughter. Even these buyers are scaling back on purchases. Some are passing on traditional heirlooms instead of buying new gold. Others are cutting back on the quantity of gold they buy and opting for ornaments of lesser weight. Usha Raina, whose daughter is getting married next month, says she nervously tracks the price of gold every day.
I have to cut down. It's an Indian wedding, so you can't do without gold. So I have to give. But yes, the amount will definitely get reduced.
Gold is getting hit not just by the surging prices. In the big cities, the traditional affinity to the precious metal is waning as trends change. The new status symbol of the country's affluent class is no longer jewelry, but expensive mobile phones, iPods or designer labels. The head of the World Gold Council in India, Ajay Mitra, says there is a move away from spending on gold in big cities such as Mumbai and Delhi. He says rural India and smaller towns are becoming the mainstay of demand for gold in India.
Close to 60% of our gold consumption happens in rural area, and a large part of it is because I think the rural area is still culturally closer to the core of our society and the fabric, so they continue to practice rituals and norms that they have inherited, whereas there is a bit of a move away in the urban areas.
But this year, large parts of rural India have been hit by drought, reducing incomes and raising food prices. As a result, Mitra does not see gold demand picking up significantly in the next 6 months.
I think it will continue to be soft because given the fact that at the rate at which there is a price increase, and we all understand there are fixed budgets, fixed household budgets, also given the fact that generally prices of food, essential food commodities have taken a major increase. So I really don't see us getting into strong performance over the next 6 months.
However, in a country where the love of gold dates back centuries, jewellery shop owners say they will wait patiently for sales to pick up. As has happened many times in the past, they are hoping that customers will flock back once they get accustomed to the higher prices. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.